Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of May 31st. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers Inn content. Starting things off with the Gamers Inn, I've definitely been playing more Mass Effect Legendary Edition. I finished up Mass Effect 1. As I went over on the Gamers Inn last week, I said, I thought I'd just do the main line and kind of skip the side content, but no, that didn't happen. I did as much as I could, even though at a certain point in that game, if you go down to Vermeer, you've essentially locked yourself out of any quests that require you to leave and return to the Citadel. Because after Vermeer, you basically have to go back to the Citadel, and then when you go back to the Citadel, you get locked there, and leaving the Citadel means you cannot return. Because you're essentially a fugitive. So a lot of quests, when I left the Citadel, were like, hey, you're not going to be able to see the conclusion to this because you're a fugitive and you're not allowed back. So, you know, this was one of those games, I think the whole trilogy in a part was at a time when you finished an open world game, you did not get dropped back into the open world. It just didn't happen. So especially Mass Effect 1, you know, 2007 was not a time when you were coming back to that open world. Once you finished it, you finished it. You locked it in. Sometimes you'd get a save set up at a point where you could go back in before the final boss, but not the case here. And honestly, by the time I realized I had sort of locked myself out of content, I basically was like, well, it is what it is. I don't have a save. I'm not going back to before my Vermeer mission. So I accepted it. Not a huge deal. But I did move into Mass Effect 2. Such a huge jump in quality there in terms of just gameplay and aesthetics. And, they've touched everything from the upgrade from Mass Effect 1 to Mass Effect 2. Like, the dialogue wheels are better. You know, the options, the Paragon system is improved with the right and left trigger in terms of doing like a Paragon/Renegade action. So that was such an amazing addition. And yeah, I'm digging it. I still find the intro jarring, where they kind of kill Shepard, and then, in my case, she is very much dead. And then they revive you from basically nothing, you know, like a corpse. And it's kind of odd in a way. But maybe it kind of sets up what Shepard is able to do at the end of Mass Effect 3. So maybe it needs to happen in terms of the trilogy, but it felt really odd that you, like, your first game is all about this world building and setup, and then your second game's like, no, we're going to kill Shepard and then completely remake him or her. It's just, it was odd from a video game standpoint. Like, it kind of felt like a reasoning for you being able to, recreate your character. Like, here's the lore reason you need to recreate your character, but I don't think you needed that. I think you could have just had it happen, but I think it works. You know, you get used to it as you're going forward. So I'm playing Mass Effect 2, not very, late into the game, but when I get some more time with it, I'll certainly talk about it on the show. The main game I'm talking about this week is Biomutant. I received a review code for Biomutant. I'm about 3 or 4 hours in right now. I'm playing on PlayStation 5. Which is running the PS4 version. And I gotta say, the intro is not great. That game really struggles right from the get-go. And it really feels like one of those scenarios where, and I haven't quite got there, I want to put more time into it before Tuesday when we record, but I'll say this. It really feels like one of those examples where you're like, no, you just gotta get through the first 3 or 4 hours and then you're gonna get to the good stuff. And it really feels like that's the case, because there are like these moments of interesting, gameplay and story and just look and feel of the game, but you gotta go through just this terrible dialogue to get to it, or these weird flashback sequences. There's a lot of like front-loaded tutorials that are all like situated in like you having a flashback to like learning, moves and learning the systems from your mother. And it's very slow paced. There's a narrator that sort of translates everything, because everything is sort of in like Animal Crossing speak, but not quite as cute and cuddly as Animal Crossing. Just really annoying. And essentially, like, you have to prompt through the character speaking, which is a lot of like, you know, animal noises, like an Animal Crossing, and then the narrator says, oh, he's saying this. And it's very long-winded, so you have to skip, if you want to skip the dialogue, you have to skip the characters mumbling, then you have to skip the narrator, and then you have to choose what you say in response. But, like, that being said, the combat is really interesting. It's very in-depth. I gotta get some more time with it, because I want to really get into the weeds with it, because, like, there are a bunch of weapons, and they all have combos, and it kind of feels like a mix of, like, you know, Breath of the Wild, Assassin's Creed, and, like, Batman Arkham Asylum. They're kind of, like, merging all these combat, and I'm not really sure, like, whether it's working for me or not, but the open world is really cool, but it feels more empty, like Breath of the Wild did, as opposed to maybe more alive, like Assassin's Creed was. But there are these moments where, like, you have to align with a tribe, but then, like, you have to take out these world eaters who are, like, trying to kill the world tree, which is your objective. You're trying to save the world tree or destroy it. I mean, you can go either way. Like, there's a light dark system, and you can kind of decide whether you want to destroy the world tree or, revive it. There's a lot of options there in terms of how you go about completing the game. But there was this segment where you go into these, like, hazard zones, and it's like, oh man, I was really struggling there, where it was like, basically, like, if you stay in one area too long, you stop breathing and die. And I actually got checkpointed into an area where I would constantly die because I was running out of air. So that was really frustrating. But while that was frustrating, that segment also led to a really cool moment where you get a mech that you can basically use to go around that whole area. So there's, like, a lot of interesting parts to the game, but there's a lot of, like, issues. So it's a mixed bag in terms of, is it great? Is it not great? I don't know. So I got to get more time with it. That's sort of, like, my feelings right now. Not at all, to be taken in, like, a final review. I will have more thoughts on the Gamers Inn. And it's a large game, so I'll probably have additional thoughts when, the episode after that. So that's sort of what I'm playing. So in terms of news, like, we'll also talk about whatever is going on with Nintendo announcing a Switch Pro. Will it get revealed? It's supposed to be revealed before E3. Honestly, it still hasn't happened yet, and it may never happen. I think at this stage, it's like, does it exist? I'm sort of sitting here like, maybe it doesn't exist. But we'll talk about sort of that latest news and whether that gets announced. There's no BlizzCon this year. That's not a surprise. But, with everything going on, we might talk about that. But any big announcements that come, pre-E3, we'll talk about. And I got a bit of an update here. Next week, I won't be here on the show. I'll be on vacation. So Jocelyn will be having a guest on the show. That's next week. I'll be here this week to talk about Biomutant, but next week I'll be off. Jocelyn will have a guest. And I got a little update here. So I'm going to start doing a Xenoblade Chronicles 2 update corner here on the Patreon mini. The good news is I'm going to provide regular updates here and probably some updates on the main show for larger milestones like finishing the game or starting the DLC, that sort of thing. I know a few people in Discord are kind of, I'm pretty sure they're just poking fun when I don't talk about it on the show. Like, oh, I wonder if he's still playing it. And I promised I would keep playing and I promised I would provide an update. So those updates are going to be weekly. They're going to be happening on the Patreon mini. They might be short. They might be long. We'll see how it goes. But they will be on the Patreon mini so as to not overload the main show with Xenoblade talk. The bad news is I don't have an update for today outside of a commitment to provide updates here. And as I said, I'm on vacation next week, so there won't be a mini next week. So you'll have to wait 2 weeks to get an update, but that's the update. An update of an update. Hopefully that prompts a couple of cool GIFs in the Discord, so look forward to that. Over on Summoner's Call, we just finished recording. We got a new mythic hero, Ashara, from the Radiant Dawn game, and we did more Game Club as well. Again, we're not going to have a show next week due to me being on vacation, but when we return, We'll have new heroes to talk about, as well as more Game Club, so look forward to that. And yes, it is May 31st, and we're heading into June, so we've got the June release schedule here. Elder Scrolls Online, Gates of Oblivion, is coming to PC on June 1st. And then that will follow a week later on June 8th with the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X/S versions of the expansion and the whole game, as well as the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One versions of the expansion on June 8th. Chivalry 2 is out June 8th as well. Final Fantasy VII Remake Integrate is coming to PS5 on June 10th. Ninja Gaiden Master Collection coming on June 10th. Game Builder Garage coming on the 11th, that's to the Switch. Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart coming to PS5 on June 11th. Dark Alliance is coming on June 22nd. Mario Golf Super Rush coming to the Switch on the 25th. Scarlet Nexus coming on the 25th as well. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 coming to the Switch on the 25th. And Destroy All Humans coming to the Switch on June 29th. That's going to do it for this mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.